Dvar Malchus for Gimel Tammuz. I'm going to title this, What is the Moment When the Sun Stands Still? It's a question. Who wants to know at what moment the sun stood still on Gimel Tammuz, Tav Shin Nun Dalet? In the Sikh of Parshas Koirach, Tav Shin Nun Aleph, which was Gimel Tammuz that year, the Rebbe explains at length the great miracle which occurred on the Gimel Tammuz in the times of Yehoshua ben Nun, that the sun and the moon, and in fact the entire Mareches HaShemayim, the entire cosmic system of all the stars and everything, stood still. When Yehoshua said, Shemesh Begivo in Doim, everything stood still. Now this miracle doesn't seem to have such an obvious connection to the Geula of the Rebbe, the Fidike Rebbe in Tav Reish Pei Zayin, which is the subject of that Verbrengen, because on Gimel Tammuz, Tav Reish Pei Zayin, that's when the Fidike Rebbe went from prison and a possible death sentence, Chas V'Shalom, got sent to Golus. And that's what the Rebbe is talking about, and this whole discussion of the sun standing still, Shemesh B'Givon Doim, doesn't seem to have much connection over there. But the Mashpim finds an obvious connection to the events of Gimel Tammuz Tav Shin Nun Dalet. The last time we saw the Rebbe, that just as it was by Yehoshua ben Nun, that he commanded the sun and the moon and the entire cosmic system to stand still, causing time to freeze in order to enable the Yidden to win the war that they were waging on their own effort at that time. So too, we are in a, let's call it a frozen moment. The sun is standing still, where the Rebbe wants us to finish the war, to end Golus with our own effort. But there's an even greater insight, which is what we hope to explain here, Me'ez Hashem. Now, when Eliyahu Navi was preparing to ascend heavenward, it's written in Nach, the whole story there, as he asked his disciple Elisha what he could do for him before he will be taken from him. So Elisha responds with a puzzling request. With the Mefarshim deal with this. He said he asked for a double portion of Eliyahu's prophetic spirit that should rest upon him, on Elisha the student. So Eliyahu replies that this is a difficult request, meaning, as Rashi explains, it's impossible to give more than you have. In other words, Eliyahu has a certain level of Ruach HaKodesh, of Nevuah, and Elisha is asking for a double portion of it. How do you give double what you yourself have? Nonetheless, Eliyahu gives him an answer. He says that if Elisha will see him being taken from him, then he can fulfill his request. So the Mefarshim give various answers to this question. How could Eliyahu Navi agree to give his disciple more than what he possesses? We just said it's something impossible. Rashi says it's impossible. The answer that we're going to give over here is very, very eye-opening and interesting. In the Maimer for Lag BaOmer, Tav Shin Nun Aleph in Melukat Hei, the Rebbe notes that the revelations of Pnimis HaTorah that Rashbi revealed on the day of his Histalkus, which was Lag BaOmer, were much greater than what he had revealed over the course of his life up until that point. That's what it says in the Zohar. And the Rebbe brings it in the Maimer. And the Rebbe offers an explanation for this. It's footnote 19 in the Lag BaOmer Sicha, Maimer, in that Maimer, that the Rebbe says that generally the aspects of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama are enclosed in the body, and the Chai Yechida are above being enclosed in the body. Right? We learn Tanya, we know this. However, at the time of Histalkus, there's a revelation of the Chai and Yechida even while the Neshama is still enclosed in the body. Thus, in the case of Rashbi, he was still alive, in the simple sense of being a Neshama in a body. He was still alive talking with his students. And yet, he was experiencing a revelation of the higher levels of Chai Yechida, which is something that's really shayach to after the Histalkus. And therefore, in those moments, he revealed greater things than he had ever revealed previously when the Chayin Yechida were not revealed to him. And obviously, this has relevance to Elisha's request from Eliyahu, that Eliyahu told him, if you catch me at this moment, between before I pass away, or in his case, go up to heaven, before I go up to heaven and after I'm already gone, if you catch me at those moments, I can give you double. So there's a similar explanation with a little more specifics in the Sefer Likutei Moharan, chapter 66, which is based on the Zohar. And it explains there that when the time for Histalkus arrives, the Chai Yechida, called the higher aspects, descends to this world and unites with the lower aspect, which is the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Once the two aspects unite, so the higher level has to leave this world because its nature is, it cannot tolerate to be here. That's why all the time it's not enclosed in the body. It's not, it doesn't tolerate being in this world, in the goof. And so the Chayichida, the higher level, ascends together with the lower level, which has now united with it. And this is what, this is the historicals of the Tzaddik, because the high level of his neshama came down, unified with the lower level, and then and took off, and took the lower level with it. So this means that every tzaddik goes through three distinct stages. First is Chaim Chayus Baal Madein, his life in this world, when only his Nefesh Ruach Nesham is accessible, Begilui. Second is his final moments, like we have the whole story over here of Rashbi, when the Chai Yechida, the higher level, is revealed also in this world, while he's still alive, what we call alive. And then three, when he departs from the world, the Histalkus, which is both dimensions of his neshama, the higher level and the lower level, or what we said. Now, in the story of Eliyahu and Elisha, it was these final moments which gave the opportunity for Elisha's request to be fulfilled, that Eliyahu was still physically alive in this world, but he was on a higher level because he had the revelation of his Chai Yechida. So prior to this moment, he could not give a double portion because he himself didn't have it. After that moment, he's already going to be in Himmel. He's going to go up to heaven. He's going to be gone from the world, and he can't give anything to a student. But in exactly those final moments, when he has both dimensions, he's both in the alive in the physical world, and he has a revelation of the Chai Yechida. So then he has both aspects, and he could in fact fulfill Elisha's request for a double portion. So these final moments, paradoxically, combine the elements of physical life with the lofty qualities the tzaddik attains when he is nistalik, or after he's nistalik. At that moment, he is both, in this moment we're talking about here, he's both chai v'kayom, he's in the neshama in the body, and at the same time, he's yosim yibachayoi, he's more than he was in his lifetime, as it says in the Igeres HaKodesh, because he's receiving at that moment, while he's still alive, a neshama in the body, he's receiving the higher level that's shaykh to after his nistalkus. Now, imagine that this very moment, at this very moment in of a tzaddik, the sun and the moon stand still. Time freezes. And the tzaddik's ascent is also frozen. But when is it frozen? It's frozen at this amazing moment of opportunity. He remains chai v'kayam, alive as a soul in a physical body in this world. And he also has received a lofty level of revelations that are reserved for Histalkus. But instead of a fleeting moment of opportunity for his disciples in Mukushorim to receive a double portion, this moment of opportunity doesn't end because the sun stood still, time is standing still, and so he's staying in this unique combination of being alive, neshama baguf, and having a revelation of the higher level that comes after Histalkus. So we could say that this is a deeper dimension of the Rebbe's lengthy explanation of the sun and the moon standing still. That the time will come, the Rebbe wants to tell us, 3 years to the day after the Rebbe is saying the Sicha, when the Rebbe will make use of this Gimel Tammuz miracle of Shemesh Begivon Daim, right? Because something like Gimel Tammuz is connected with this miracle that occurred on that day. There's a connection between them. And the Rebbe will make use of Gimel Tammuz and the miracle of Shemesh Begivon Daim to create an unprecedented situation. The Rebbe will be holding by both realities. He will continue to be Chai V'Kayam without Histalkus, as Rebbe tells us in the Sicha Pashas Bo Tov Shnum Beis, that our generation will not experience Histalkus. And yet, at the same time, he's going to win the level of Yasumi B'Chayoi, more than he was in lifetime, which is the lofty state which is achieved at the time of Histalkus. Which Alter Rebbe writes about that after the Tzaddik is in Histalik, you can go and receive, he's higher than he was. You can get more from him than you could get in his lifetime. But of course, he's not revealed. So here you have these special moments where he has both levels. And if the Shemesh Begivon Daim, on Gimel Tammuz, the time stops, so then you have an ongoing situation of both levels. So this explains and even validates the divergent perspectives. Yes, the Rebbe remains Chai V'Kayim V'Guv Gashmi. And yes, he also has the qualities of Yosem Yibachayoi more than in his lifetime. Practically speaking, it gives each and every one of us the opportunity What does it mean? To receive from the Rebbe even greater koiches than were available all the years. Because the Rebbe himself is holding by greater koiches now. And it also gives us the kelim to understand how half of Lubavitch looks at Gimel Tammuz differently from the other half. These feel that the Rebbe is alive, and these feel that he's more than he was in a lifetime, but both share the same limited, they're in the same gullus, the same limited perception that you can't have the two together. Either you're chayv kayam, so forget about Yosem b'chayoy, or you can't be chayv kayam, but there's my love for Yosem b'chayoy. But according to this explanation here, in fact, you can have both of them together, like Rashbi, in that when he gave the greatest secrets. And apparently that's what we have now. So I give us a bracha that we should utilize these great koiches that the Rebbe is giving us to bring the Geula per mamish and to truly open our eyes to the reality of the Geula Mitzvah Shlema. Chi Adonainu Barainu Barabainu Melech HaMashiach Le'ilu Voed.